And welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Chiklin.
And today we have a new kind of article today, Chiklin. And it's similar to our TOEIC articles from the past. So it's going to be a little bit about business, but it's actually a lot more interesting and fun. Now, one thing we're going to talk about in this article is how companies advertise themselves. Okay, so how have you seen a company advertise themselves?
Well, they usually create a Facebook page,
yes,
or an Instagram account, so they can put all their stuff on it, and we can see, and maybe we can shop online.
Right, so lots of social media, lots of internet stuff. You know what, another way that I can think of is to ask famous people, like celebrities, to do things for them. So one company in particular I'm thinking of is McDonald's, right? Because Justin Timberlake, a few years ago, he used to sing, ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Oh, yeah.
And then he led to the company's slogan, which was, I'm loving it, right? All right, so today, actually, what we're doing is we're talking about slogans that ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Right? Okay, it's catchy, you remember it. Let's find out all about slogans today. Let's get started.
Reading.
Create your own slogan. Slogans appear everywhere. We see them on signs, on the sides of buses, in MRT stations, and in shop windows. Try writing your own slogan. Maybe one day it will be your words that people see on the street.
Mike, Katie, and Dave work for a travel company called Travel for You. They are discussing the company's new slogan.
Can you please give us your thoughts on what makes a good slogan?
Slogans should be simple, so that people can understand and remember them. The burger shop on the corner says, just the right bite. This slogan is simple. I haven't forgotten it ever since I saw it.
A good slogan should be direct. It should tell us what the company will do for us. The gym I go to says, hustle for muscle. I know what I'm getting there. I'll get a good workout and I'll get strong.
A company's slogan should also tell us how it will make our lives better. My daughter is taking online courses to learn English. Her school's website says, your door to the future. This slogan makes her feel like the school will change her life. It makes her feel positive.
All right, now as you can see in the article, our article is set up a little bit differently this time. So we're going to go through each section and kind of talk to you about what it is, how to use it, what to write in certain places. But we're going to start out here with the introduction, and it says, slogans appear everywhere. We see them on signs, on the sides of buses, in MRT stations, and in shop windows.
Okay, 我们来看一下这个字, slogan. A slogan is a short and easily remembered phrase, especially one that's used to advertise a product or an idea. 就是口号、标语的意思。那老师刚刚有说，任何地方都可以看见啊， 巴士上啊， MRT 捷运站里面， 店面的橱窗都可以看到 signs， 这些 slogans 标语。
You see them everywhere.
Yeah.
You also hear them everywhere, too. All right, well, here's what we're going to do. It says in the article, try writing your own slogan. Maybe one day it will be your words that people see on the street. You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, even just a simple exercise like this, maybe you'll have a good idea for a product, and this will help you think of a slogan, and 10 years from now, we'll be buying your product. Okay, so we're going to look at section number one in our article. So here it says, look at the advertisements and choose your favorite slogan. Now, we do need to look at one word in there, advertisement. It's long. You can say it a few different ways. Some people say advertisement. Some people say advertisement. Okay, now, an advertisement is something that you can read, hear, or watch that tells you about a company and the product that it wants people to buy. Now, you can see advertisements written in magazines, newspapers, and on websites. You can also see them when you're watching TV about every 10 minutes.
Oh, that's annoying.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, they always play on the radio and before you watch movies. And if you're on YouTube, they cut off your YouTube video every 2 minutes. All right, here's an example. I keep seeing advertisements for car companies on Facebook because I started looking at used cars online.
Okay, so advertisement 就是广告的意思。It is usually abbreviated as ad,
yes.
A-D. Mm-hmm. We know that advertisement is a noun, and we can make it a verb by, taking off the M-E-N-T at the end of the word.
Mm-hmm.
所以就会变成 advertise, 动词哦。那我们来看一个句子哦。It always costs a lot more money to advertise at peak viewing times. Mm. 在高峰观看时间做广告要花费比较多的钱。
All right, so let's find out what we're doing here, okay? Mm-hmm. So in your magazine, you can see three pictures. There's three pictures there for you. Now, we're going to look at the first picture, and we have a question for it, okay?
Okay.
So that question is, what is the woman doing in this advertisement?Now, Chicoline, you can see the picture. What is the woman doing?
She's eating a burger.
It looks pretty tasty, right? Yeah. Now, the magazine gives us three options for slogans, okay? So, slogan A option is happiness on a bun.
Ooh,
I kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, option B, bite into something juicy.
That's not bad.
That's okay, yeah. And C,just the right bite.
Ooh, this one is perfect.
Okay. All right, so actually three pretty good slogans there. Mm-hmm. But before we can talk more about them, we do need to look at a second word here today, and that is juicy. Let's find out more about it. All right, we are talking about the adjective juicy here. Now, a food that's juicy has a lot of juice in it, of course. Now, here we're talking about a hamburger.If you bite into a hamburger and it is very dry and hard, you probably won't like it very much. But if this hamburger is moist and juicy and it's got ketchup and mustard and cheese and bacon, then it's probably just right. Nice and soft and juicy. Now, fruits, of course, are very juicy too, and that's why we have fruit juice. Here's an example.Marvin's favorite meal is a tasty, juicy steak with mashed potatoes.
好吧 ,juicy 这个字太好记了。Juice, 果汁嘛。所以加一个去掉 E, 加一个 Y, 就是很多汁的完全不用记。所以就是果汁的意思。Juicy, 很多汁。
Nobody likes a dry hamburger.
No.
Okay, so we are now looking at the second picture. Okay, so the question for this picture is...Who would be interested in this advertisement? Okay, so what's in our picture?
It's a man lifting weights.
Yeah, it looks like he's in a gym, he's lifting weights. So who would be interested in this advertisement?
Maybe people like to work out?
Yeah, people who like to exercise, maybe.
I'm not one of them.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's look at the three slogan options we have. So A is better health, better life. Okay.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. B is hustle for muscle.
Okay.
And C is dare to be great.
Ooh.
Okay, some pretty good options. I can tell. I think you like A the best.
Yeah.
I think B has the nicest ring. I like the rhyme.
Yeah.
Because the word hustle and muscle, they sound the same.
I know. I personally don't really like the word hustle.
Okay.
It makes me feel like I'm doing something that's tough.
You
know, hustle means to act energetically, aggressively, or rapidly.
Yeah, go on, don't, 加油加油
赶紧拼命的意思。
Okay.
Yeah, see, I don't really like that word.
Okay, well, Chicoline, that's okay. Maybe not the slogan for you.
Yeah, but it rhymes a little.
It does. The rhyme is good, and you know it's got that number four in the middle. It's easy to remember. All right, well, we saw option C was dare to be great, and we used the verb dare in that sentence. Now, when you dare to do something, you bravely do something that you would normally be very afraid to do, often because you're worried something bad will happen if you do it. Now, the reason we say dare to be great is that it's often easy in daily life to become lazy and not really care about fitness.
Yeah.
Now, gyms know this about us, so they tell us to dare to go to the gym and change the way you live your life.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's another example. Janelle's little brother quickly climbed up the tall tree, but she wouldn't dare.
好，那 dare 就是胆敢的意思，敢不敢啊，敢不敢。Dare could be used in two ways. Oh, two ways as an ordinary verb and as an auxiliary verb. 可以当一般动词或者是助动词哦。那么当一般动词的时候呢 ，dare is followed by the infinitive with to. 好，那我们来造一个句子哦。He dares to say what's on his mind.Or, she didn't dare to tell the truth. And as an auxiliary verb, dare is followed by an infinitive without to. 它就没有 to 咯。好，那我们来看一下第二个句子。He dare say what's on his mind. 或者 she dare not tell the truth. And the word dare is not that commonly used in modern English. We usually use other expressions to express the same meaning. And for the sentences we just made, we can simply say...He is not afraid to say what's on his mind. 那我们一般动词的这个 dare 呢，它其实比起助动词这个 dare 还来得比较常用一点哦。所以我们常常就会说 ，Don't you dare， 或者是 You dare to tell someone angrily not to do something. For example, you can say, "I'm going to tell him what you said." 然后你就很生气的可以说 ，Don't you dare， 你敢你就惨了。
So we've been through the
two pictures.
So we've been through two pictures. Mm-hmm. There was the first one with the girl eating a burger, second one with the man lifting weights. Yeah, lifting weights, not eating weights. Now we have a third picture and we have a question for
Ooh.
It. The question is, what type of company do you think this is? Now, in our picture, we can see a girl
using a laptop,
a computer at a desk.
Mm-hmm.
So what type of company would we think this is?
Well, I think it should be a place for learning.
Obviously, yep. Mm-hmm. And the girl in the picture, she looks quite young, so maybe a young student.
Yeah.
So maybe some type of school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's look at our three options. Option A, your door to the future.Okay. Hello, future. All right. Option B, make learning fun.
I like that one.
Okay. It's nice and simple. And option C, building your child's success.
No, this one is a little stressful.
It's hard to say, too. Building your child's success. Too many S's.
Yeah.
Well, Chikulin, we're not going to find out quite yet which slogans they've used.
Yeah.
Quite soon, but first we're going to get to section number two.
Ooh.
Now, section number two says, what do you think about the slogan you chose? Okay, so now we're going to have to find out, like, kind of which ones you liked. Okay, so which ones did you like?
You mean all of them?
Well,
yeah. I tend to choose the one that make me feel good about myself or that put me in a good mood.
So
the first one, just the right bite.
Just the right bite.
I mean, when I take a bite, it makes me feel right.
Yes.
I like that.
The word perfect, good for company slogans.
Yes. What about you?
You know what? I really liked the one hustle for muscle.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that hustle for muscle one. I'd hustle, give me some muscle. All right. Well...We are going to find out what makes a good slogan, okay? So that's kind of what is happening next. Now, there are a few questions we can ask about the slogans we like. Okay, so think of your favorite slogan, okay? Here's the first question. Is it easy to understand? Just the right bite.
Definitely, like a restaurant or...Like a food, something related to
food. Exactly. It just makes you think of perfect food.
Yeah,
it's nice and simple.
I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah. Okay, so hustle for muscle?
Pretty clear, yeah.
I know what it means.
You're going to gain
muscles. Work hard for muscles, yeah. Okay, keep your favorite slogan in your head again. Does it make it clear what the company is selling?
Pretty clear, but...just selling food. Not
just
sure what type of food.
Food in general, not necessarily a burger, right? Hustle for muscle, it's pretty clear. Bigger muscles. Yeah. Okay, so your favorite slogan again. Does it make me feel good about myself?
Just the right bite. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little. It puts me in a good mood. Like I'm going to eat Good.
The good food you want to eat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, could be. I mean, it doesn't have to be a burger. It could be just the right bite of...
sandwich.
Sandwich. Vegetarian sandwich. Uh-huh. Who knows? Does hustling for muscles make me feel good?
Kind of sounds like a slogan
for Subway. Yeah, maybe a little bit. All right, well, okay. So the three questions we ask are, is it simple?
Mm-hmm.
Does it make you feel good about yourself? And does it make it clear what the company is selling? So those are the three things we need to look for in a good slogan. Now, section number three. It says here, listen and write down the slogans. Okay, so we're going to meet some people in our article now.
Okay,
so we're going to have to leave our slogans behind. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to meet Mike, Katie, and Dave.
Okay, great people.
Yeah. So it says here, Mike, Katie, and Dave work for a travel company called Travel For You. They are discussing the company's new slogan, the new slogan for Travel For You.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we have a word in that sentence we need to discuss, so let's discuss it now. All right, let's talk about the verb discuss. Now, when you discuss, you talk with another person or a group of people to get ideas about something or to exchange information between you. You could also go into a meeting with one idea you already have and talk about that idea and why it might be good or bad. Here's another example. I'd like to discuss some of my ideas with you. Can we talk after lunch?
How's it discuss? 就是讨论的意思。The noun form is discussion.
Mm-hmm.
那我们就会用啊 to have a discussion about or on or over something 来表示讨论某事哦。那我们来造一个句子吧。The students had a discussion over various topics in class.
That sounds like a good class. Lots of learning. All right, so here is another question. And you can see that in the magazine, there's another kind of little head of a person asking this question and asks, can you please give us your thoughts on what makes a good slogan? Okay, now this time they're not asking for my thoughts. Mm-hmm. They're asking for Katie and Mike and...
Dave.
Yes. Okay, so let's start with Katie. So, Katie thinks slogans should be simple so that people can understand and remember them.
I agree with her.
Me too. Simple.
Yeah.
Your slogan, if your slogan is 10 words long, nobody's ever going to say it.
Yeah,
it's too long, right? So, she continues to say, the burger shop on the corner says, just the right bite.
Okay.
I think you made a good choice there, Jiqling. All right, so just the right bite. Four words, good idea, simple idea. That's why Katie says, this slogan is simple. I haven't forgotten it ever since I saw it.
It's really hard to forget it.
Yeah, it's so easy to remember. Just the right bite, right? And it has right and bite, and they rhyme, and rhymes are great.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what she thinks about just the right bite. Here's Dave. Dave says, a good slogan should be direct. It should tell us what the company will do for us.
Okay. Do you agree with him?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, so direct 这个字为什么要用这个字呢？它就是没有人，就是很直接的意思。When there is nothing, in between. And if somebody is direct, maybe if I am direct, I tend to say something in a very honest way without worrying about other people's opinions. 就是非常直接。所以 Dave 觉得说呢，标语应该越直接越好。所以让我们一看就知道公司在卖什么。
Now, I think what Dave is trying to say here is you don't want it to be a confusing slogan.
Yeah, you don't want it to be ambiguous. You know?
Yeah, so it's got to kind of get that point in there. So he continues, he says, the gym I go to says hustle for muscle. There we go.
We both made good choices.
We made a good choice here. Now, what is a gym? A gym is a special building or large room that has equipment for exercising, such as treadmills, that's where you run on the machine, standing bicycles, and of course, weights, right?
好，就健身房的意思嘛，所以大家应该都会去健身房吧。It also means physical activities、mm-hmm. or exercises that are performed inside,、mm-hmm. often using equipment.、Mm-hmm. 所以也可以当体操啊、体育的意思。所以像我们学校上的体育课，其实你就可以说 The sixth graders have gym on Fridays.、
Basketball.、Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Dave continues. He says...I know what I'm getting there. I'll get a good workout and I'll get strong. Ooh. So hustle for muscle, good workout, get strong. That makes sense. Very direct.
Okay, so workout 就是运动健身的意思。在这边当名词，那么当动词的时候就分开写就好了。所以 if you're somebody that's really fit, you can say, do you work out? Or you must work out a lot.
Right. Okay, now let's find out what Mike thinks about the slogans. It says, a company slogan should also tell us how it will make our lives better. That makes sense. How is it going to make my life better? Now, he gives the example, my daughter is taking online courses to learn English. Her school's website says...Your door to the future.
Okay. Hi, future. Again.
Yeah.
Okay, so online 这个字就是在线上的意思。那么相反 ,offline 就是离线的不在线上的。所以 Mike 觉得一个公司的标语应该要表现出它怎么可以让我们的生活更好更棒。
Now, why does his daughter like this slogan? It says here, this slogan makes her feel like the school will change her life. Okay. It makes her feel positive.
Okay.
All right, so if a slogan makes you feel positive, that's even better. Positive is this adjective that describes when you feel like you believe good things will happen or that a bad situation is going to get better. Like this example, I'm feeling positive today. I know we had a bad day yesterday, but I think today will be better.
Yeah, it's just like optimistic.
Yeah.
You're optimistic about things, you're positive. 就是乐观啊，正向的意思。And the antonym is negative, 负面的，不好的。Okay, 所以 Mike 的女儿有在线上，就像英文课啦。那线上课程的网站的标语是通向未来的门。That sounds actually pretty good for me. Maybe I'm going to change my mind.
Door to the future. It's like, yeah, you're gonna give me confidence and hello, future.
对,那这样子,像说这个 positive, 它除了当可以非常正向, it also means without any doubt or certain, when you're certain about something. 所以譬如说,I'm absolutely positive that he stole money from his dad.
That's not a positive way to end.
No.
All right. Okay, guys, so today we've seen three different slogans, why they were chosen, why people think they were good. We are not finished talking about slogans yet, though. We'll be back tomorrow with more talk about slogans, but for now, stay tuned and we'll be right back to talk more about this article.Okay, Cheeklin, is there anything else you think a slogan should be besides simple, direct, and positive? And can you come up with your own, maybe?
Well, for me, I think my slogan would be pretty creative.
Okay,
creative. I would want it to be fun. So when people see it, they're pretty surprised. And they're like seeing something new. They've never seen it before.
So maybe they're kind of like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, this one is good.
So
I like
a little bit of surprise. Maybe something funny in it. Like a kind of have like a little funny joke in it.
Yeah. Like a punchline?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Now, if I was going to come up with a product, maybe let's say I open up a French fry shop, okay? Maybe my slogan could be fries for life. I don't know.
That's
short. Pretty good.
Okay.
It tells people what I'm selling. It's easy to remember. Maybe it makes them feel good about themselves.
I think I'll visit your restaurant
frequently. Okay, fries for life.
Yeah,
these french fries will give you life. All right.
Fries for life.
All right. Well, I just came up with my own. You guys go talk about it and come up with your own and then come back here tomorrow to learn more. Okay? Bye-bye.
Bye.
Create your own slogan.Slogans appear everywhere. We see them on signs, on the sides of buses, in MRT stations, and in shop windows. Try writing your own slogan. Maybe one day it will be your words that people see on the street.
Mike, Katie, and Dave work for a travel company called Travel4You. They are discussing the company's new slogan.
Can you please give us your thoughts on what makes a good slogan?
Slogans should be simple, so that people can understand and remember them. The burger shop on the corner says, "Just the right bite." This slogan is simple. I haven't forgotten it ever since I saw it.
A good slogan should be direct. It should tell us what the company will do for us. The gym I go to says, "Hustle for muscle." I know what I'm getting there. I'll get a good workout and I'll get strong.
A company's slogan should also tell us how it will make our lives better. My daughter is taking online courses to learn English. Her school's website says, "Your door to the future." This slogan makes her feel like the school will change her life. It makes her feel positive.
Vocabulary review.
Advertisement. The magazine contained many advertisements for different products. Juicy. The pears I bought at the grocery store this morning are so juicy. Dare. None of the kids dared to go into that old house at midnight. Discuss. The manager called Erica into his office and said he had something to discuss. Gym. Mitch goes to the gym at least twice a week in order to stay healthy. Positive. Lowry's teacher gave him many positive comments about his article.
智慧小补帖
Slogan. Workout.